We are Sam and Parker, and welcome to the Get Us Out of Retail podcast. Today, we read over text messages that I sent to Dream. This was super fun, and I really hope you enjoy.
So, for those of you who don't know, Dream, number one, he's a Minecraft YouTuber and a streamer. And he's someone that I guess I'm a stan of. I don't know.
You're a stan.
I don't know the proper words for these things. Like, I didn't intend on becoming a stan, but, like, here we are.
At this point, I think you're more than a stan.
I don't think there's a level above that.
I don't know, man. There's, like, stan, and then there's, like, the little slightly off-putting level above that.
Okay, I'm not that.
Okay. Like, I mean, I support you. I ain't judging.
I just genuinely love this man. Like, it doesn't get any... It doesn't get creepy or anything.
No. Well...
Okay.
I don't know what we're talking about today and demonstrates a little creepy or not.
But I don't think it's creepy. Okay.
You don't. I think it's a little odd.
Okay, so he tweeted out his, he made this phone number where fans could text him and he could text different fans, which is not, like, it's not his idea, like, other people have done this, and so he texted out, it's for U.S. citizens only, so everyone else doesn't get to do it, but, and so my first text message to this, well, I guess for some context, I started texting this, and I got the idea to send a text every single day until he replies with a message that's from him, because there's automated replies that he sends to, like, thousands of people, but that's not what I want. Like, I want, like, a genuine, like, text message that he typed. And
but,
so,
you know, not just a stan.
And so that's what I'm waiting for, but I'm doing it every single day until he replies. So the first text message says, "This feels like a scam, but it's fine." And then I proceeded to call the number.
Why would you call him?
Because it was a thing people were doing, okay? Because it was, like, a special thing.
Okay, yeah.
So I call the number, and there's, like, this voicemail that's, like, a customized voicemail, and it's like, hey, I don't really... It's like, hey, I don't really, like, answer calls or whatever, but, like, you can text me. It's, like, something like that, but it's, like, his voice. Like, yeah. He recorded it. And so... In all caps, OMG, the voicemail. And then, basically, I was waiting on a link because they had to send out a link to actually set it up to link the two phones. And so I said, come on, where's the link, my dude? And I said, I'm gonna be so sad if I never get a link. Because I'm, like, scrolling through Twitter and everyone's getting a link and I'm just not. And I'm like, are you kidding me right now? And I said, so this is the next day. That was at, like, 9:30 at night on a Tuesday. This is the next day at, like, midnight. And I said, oh, come on, are the server things broke? Because I was still upset about not receiving a link.
You're just bothering this poor man who's just trying to be nice and help a few
fans.
It
wasn't linked up yet. So he technically, he wasn't getting those, but he could, like, I think he could see it now if he, like, scrolled back.
Okay.
And so later on in the day, this is, like, 8 a.m. on Wednesday, I say, wait, it still didn't send. So then, after I send that message, I finally get the link that I had been waiting for. And, like, because, like, it's, like, a link from the specific, like, website, and you have to, like, type in your name and everything. So it, like, basically, like, your name shows up on his phone. And, like, it shows him as Dream on my phone with, like, the profile picture that he picked out.
I know you guys can't see my face, but it's the look of genuine shock and concern at the same time. Like, I hear this shit all day long. Like, we talk about the Dream and the Dream SMP all the time. I don't understand any of it, but I lovingly support. But what the fuck, man?
Parker knows that I send daily messages to Dream, but I just give him little updates. I'm like, yeah, so it's day 62.
In my head, I'm going, day 62.
He doesn't know the full extent. I actually got... The main idea that I got this was from this girl on TikTok. Shout out to her. Like, I don't know her username or anything, but she posts, like, a video of her dancing to a sound trying to get Rambu's attention, and it's day, like, 102 for her.
Oh, my God.
And he still hasn't done it. He's replied to her and everything, but he hasn't done it yet. And so I'm hoping that, like, her and I's dedication will both pay off.
Eventually.
Yeah. So then, the automated message comes back in, and it says... it says, hey, this is Dream. Well, not really. This is an auto text I wrote. But if you click the link, and it'll add my contact to your phone, and from then on, it'll actually be me. And so I did it, and it sent another message that said, you're in my contacts now. Thank you. Also, I have to say this for legal reasons, and it's like more stuff about data and messaging. And so I said, oh my God, this actually worked. I didn't expect to get this far.
Wait a minute. How many names are in this poor man's phone?
Like, a lot. Like, I'm pretty sure he has, like, an entire separate phone that he just uses for that. Like, it's not, like, his, like, legit phone number.
I was gonna say, I was like, this poor guy probably is, like, trying to find his mom or something. And it's just, like, this scroll.
It's, like, separate.
There are, like, 1 million
contacts.
But, like,
can you even imagine having this phone and there's, like, 4 billion text messages coming in at all times?
I know.
From just, because, like, how other people are getting replies are spam messaging, and they're spam messaging over and over again, and he finally replies, well, I'm not doing that. I'm sending one message per day.
You know, you might eventually get a response if you can beat past the spam.
Exactly. And, well, another tweet that I read that's just, like, giving me hope is talking about, like, a year to come, he won't be getting that many messages because people will forget. No, I'm going to stay consistent and keep going until I get a reply.
You know, I'd be a little concerned, but, I mean, if you're at day 62, then...
I don't even know what day I'm at right now. Oh, right. We're gonna find out when
you're
we get down
like
here.
983. I'm gonna be like, what the fuck, Sam?
It's still gonna be going. This man's gonna be retired, and I'm gonna be like, hi, I'm still waiting for a reply.
He's like, I don't have the phone anymore, and you're like, excuse me. How are you doing today, Dream? Good morning.
Okay, so we're gonna get the sappy stuff out of the way because I sent him a long, like, emotional message, and all the rest is just complete nonsense
of trying.
But I needed like a legitimate message for, like, the first one in case he actually did see it and reply. Okay, so I said, I don't know if you'll see this. You're probably getting, like, a million messages at this point, but I found your channel during quarantine, and you really helped me find my passion for everything again. We're similar in age, and you've been a huge inspiration to me. I'm just a fan that watches your content, but I want you to know that you've changed my life for the better. I hope you have an amazing day and never stop being awesome. So that was the sappy text
that
he got.
Yeah, that little sap, you know.
Yeah, yeah, get that over with. So, later on in the day, this is the same day, I sent him, also, I ordered your merch hoodie, and it's coming today, so there's that. Later on in the day, when I got the hoodie, I sent Dream in all caps and a photo of me wearing the Dream hoodie. And I said, in all caps again, do you like my hoodie?
Oh my God. That's like, that's the equivalent of being like, hey man, I like your shirt, and you're wearing the same shirt.
Yeah, it's like the Dream, I'm wearing his merch and I'm saying like, do you like it?
Dude, I saw a TikTok of that the other day where some girl was wearing a Nick Jonas shirt and Nick Jonas like rolled up and was like, hey man, I like your shirt.
See? See? It's not that crazy. I had the right thing going.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So, this next text message takes place later in the day, but is during one of Sapnap's streams where Dream was talking about the text messages for context. And so he basically said, like, hey, if you text right now, I'll see it. And so this is what he was saying on stream.
Oh, no.
All caps. Dream, I'm watching Sap's stream. Answer me. And then I said, we know you be checking. Said, what do you rate the stream out of 10?
Oh, no.
And I have no idea what I meant by this, but I said, Sapnap sounds like an iPad kid at dinner. So, because he said, like, to send in roast for Sapnap, and so it made me really happy. I have no idea what Sapnap was doing to deserve this, but...
I was going to say, like, somehow that's one of the few roasts that actually makes sense to me.
It was good. It was good. And I said, I got ignored again, so don't worry. I'll try again tomorrow.
Oh, my God. And then it continued.
Hey,
2 hours later.
Hey, it's day two. And I sent him a meme, which is one of my favorites. And it said, the scale of how much do I overshare and interact with stands. And on the very left-hand side of this, like, thing, it's a picture of Wilbur. And it says, LMAO stands, I literally blocked Twitter from my devices, and I lie about myself. And then on the right-hand side, it shows Dream. It says, and then I fucking shat on my lawn. Anyway, guys, here's the rest of my life story.
Wait, what the fuck?
So basically, Dream overshares, and that was the meme.
Oh my God.
So I said, enjoy my favorite meme about you. It was the text message I sent with the meme.
Oh my God.
The next day, I said, day two, here's another meme. You're welcome. and it is a picture of Rambu with like squinty eyes, and it says, "What the fuck did you just say?" Because I send him all SMP related things, which I'm sure it makes him want to die. Because it's only about like the dream SMP. Okay, and then day three, I said, "Dream, good morning. It's day three, and my allergies are making me sick, and my throat hurts, but I have to go to work. I hope you have a better day than me," with a heart emoji. You're just, like, so disappointed.
I'm not even disappointed. I'm not even shocked. It's just, like, huh.
Sharing this stuff is so funny. Because I feel like I don't text, like, anybody except no. Dream.
That's what I want to point the most. Out. That's what I want to point out. This girl talks to Dream with no response more than anybody we know, including me. And I get a decent amount.
Like, sometimes, like, I'll just ignore yours. I'm like, wait, I gotta send my morning message. No.
We'll be at work in the break room, and she's just gonna go, "Oh shit, I forgot to send my morning message to Dream." I'm like, okay, what are we saying now?
It's good. Okay. So, good morning, Dream. It's day four. Here's a picture of Rambu wearing cat ears. You're welcome. As if he didn't see that photo. And then I've showed you this tweet, but it's absolutely my favorite tweet. So, day five was a Tommy Innit tweet. And it says, just thought I spoke to a girl. It was actually a very beautiful tree. And he deleted it. That just makes me so happy. I love Tommy, dude. He's so funny. Okay, and then the next thing is a picture of Wilbur. And it's next to just, like, a straight-up jar of, like, dirt and water. And he's just, like, holding up, like, peace signs. And I said, 11:45 at night vibes. Wilbur is probably, like, my second favorite. And so, there's a lot of Wilbur in this.
I feel like you say that about half of them, though.
I like a core group.
Yeah.
And then the other ones, I'm like, okay, you're fine. Okay. Wilbur makes all the music that I listen to, so, like, Wilbur appreciation. Some of these are boring. Like, day six is me just telling him to have a good day. Then day seven, I said, "Hi, Dream. It's day seven of being able to text you, and I've got a question this time.
Oh, no.
Are you more productive in the morning or at night? Because my brain does not start working until 5 p.m. As if he is ever going to respond to any of my questions.
Oh, yeah. You know, he's eventually just going to see it and just go through and answer every single question, you know, you've done for the past 183 days.
Dude, I would be so happy.
I know you would be. I'd be getting a 4 a.m. call.
Yeah, it would be a call, not like, a text
what
message.
What the hell do you want? It's 4 a.m. Who died? And you'd be like, Dream message me.
Dream message me.
Oh my god.
Okay, next one is a tweet, and it's Logan Paul saying, "I can't fucking stop playing Heat Waves," and Dream replying with a question mark, which is like the Dream and George ship thing. And so I said, "A little sus if you ask me." This man is gonna be so over it.
Yeah, make no mistake, I act annoyed, but I care about you, and I know that it makes you happy, and I fully support. Make no mistake. Please don't get mad at me, guys.
It's so good.
I do care.
Okay, day eight, and I said, "I just want to say I love the idea of thousands of your fans sending you memes and stuff every day. It's so funny." Because it genuinely is, because so many people send him stuff. Like, I'll be scrolling through TikTok, and, like, every TikTok is like, "I sent Dream this TikTok."
Oh, dear God.
Okay, day nine, I said, "I'm really excited for the Manhunt video tomorrow. I will be doing things, so I won't get to watch it when it drops, but I will watch it when I get home. Hope your day goes well." And then day 10, the important thing about day 10 is it was my birthday. And I said, "It's also my birthday today. I've seen some of the messages that you've sent out for other birthdays, and it would make my day if I got one. If not, I totally understand." So then he sent out the automated message for the happy birthday thing and just, like, said happy birthday under it. And I said, "You have no idea how much it means to me. It made my day so much better. Thank you." And I said, "Also, your Manhunt video was amazing."
No, I was going to say, I was like, didn't you get, like, an automated message? I was like, I know you. Remember you telling
me
that.
Yeah, it was an automated one. And it was, like, it was basically him saying, like, "Hey, happy birthday. Like, hope you enjoyed the Manhunt video." And I was like, I literally sat in the parking lot and, like, cried because it was, like, right before I had to go into work that I got it.
Yeah.
And I definitely, like, we weren't that close at this time, but I was like, I need to tell you about this.
No, didn't we, like, I mean, we're, like, kind of close, but not really.
Yeah.
It was one of those things that's like, I'm just happy you're happy. I have no clue what the hell you're talking about, but... yeah. Which hasn't changed much.
Oh, yeah. It's so good. It's so good. Like, that's me with you with so many things.
Oh, yeah.
But for me, it's just the Dream SMP. That's all I have going on in my life.
No. Like, she literally has, like, just the Dream SMP, and then there's me.
Yeah.
Or, like... I literally enjoy everything.
Yeah, yeah.
You enjoy, my room and there's like 5,000 different fandoms of everything.
You enjoy a wide span. I enjoy a very short span.
Yeah.
Okay, day 11. And I said, today I'm formally asking you for more Patches content. Thank you. And Patches is his cat.
Yeah.
And so, which I did end up getting later. So, like.
It eventually came through.
Success. So then he sends out another automated message talking about the Dream Burger that he did with the Mr. Beast Burger restaurant thingies.
I want to go to Mr. Beast Burger so bad. Side note.
That would be fun. Like, we should do, like, a review, because, like, George does, like, George did, like, a review of, like, the Dream Burger and everything. Yeah. So it'd be cool.
That'd be really cool. I want us to have it. Like, I'm mad that there's nothing around here. He's like, we're going to all the cities. I'm like, yeah. Okay, but where at?
The closest, I think, to here is Bloomington.
Bloomington has one?
Yeah.
Buddy. Hold the fucking phone. So basically, you're telling me we're going to Bloomington.
Yeah. We need to get, like, the Carl Burger. There's, like, one for each one. But, like, the Dream Burger, I'm really excited about it because it has avocados on it, and I like avocados, yeah. Even though people were, like, mad about that.
No.
But it's because it was green.
Yeah. So, like, it sounds like it makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
If you think I'm not getting the Carl Burger, you're wrong. I have no clue what it is, but I'm getting it.
I've heard it's good. I think the Carl one's, like, a grilled cheese. That's ironic. Yeah. With you being, like, lactose intolerant or whatever.
No, I'm allergic to dairy, but is that going to stop me? No.
Yeah.
Of course I'm going to eat it. I'll do anything for Carl.
Day 12, and honestly, it's setting in how embarrassing this is, because I said, like, I hope you have an amazing day, and I said, love you, bestie, at the end of it.
I think he's probably gotten that more than you told me. Just a little bit.
I sent him a TikTok. I have no idea what that TikTok is, but I sent him a TikTok at one point.
I'm fucking dead.
I don't even know what day this fucking is, but I said, OMG, Dream, I almost forgot to text you today. Hope you had a good day.
I think I was there for that.
There's, like, been multiple times where, okay, I've forgotten, so that's one of them. I said, next day, I said, I had to go to work at 4 a.m. today, and that really sucks, but hope you have a good day. And then, next message, it said, Dream, I saw someone say, everything I've ever learned about the Dream Team has been against my will, and I want to say, I cannot tell you how much I agree with that.
Yeah.
It's all just against your will. You're like, what the fuck? That's how being a Dream Stan is. You just learn things, and you're like, what?
I'm not even a Stan, and I feel that way.
Just learn things entirely against your will.
Oh my God.
Day 14 was me sending him a TikTok. Day 15, I sent him an image of Wilbur, and what Wilbur is doing in this is just, like, holding a guitar and hanging out with his band, but there is his old coat that he wore during, like, the Lemanberg stuff, and it was basically to mess with everyone, because that's, like, a big lore thing, which you'll learn about here in a minute.
Oh my God.
During our lore episode, you'll understand what that means. And I said, I just wanted to say that all the stuff that's going on with Wilbur's character on the SMP is really cool, and I love it. Which, that's funny, because when I sent that, like, the stuff hadn't even gotten real yet.
Oh,
like, the lore hadn't even kicked up, and I was like, I'm so excited for this.
Don't even know it yet.
Day 16 was also me telling him to have a good day. Day 17 was, I saw that Sapnap dropped new merch, and it looks fire. I definitely didn't buy the Sapnap merch, but I texted Dream about it. I want to buy the Sapnap merch. It just, everything is so expensive.
Yeah.
Okay, and then, I don't know what day this is, but I said, I'm not giving up until you reply, big man.
I'm sorry, big man?
It's a thing Tommy uses, and so I just repeated it. I get so much from these streamers, too.
Big man.
Yeah, it's what Tommy calls
bestie,
it.
Bestie, big man.
Oh, there's so many, dude.
I'm scared to know.
You have to watch Tommy to, like, really understand.
Yeah.
The whole Tommy thing. You already know how Tommy is because I've showed him, like, a few of your videos. It's, yeah. Because he always calls everyone, like, big and then, like, whatever their initial is. So he calls, like, Dream Big D. Like, that kind of thing.
That's even worse.
It's so funny, dude. Like, Quackity's, like, Big Q, like, all the time. Like, yeah.
I don't think any better either.
It's good. It's good.
Does
okay.
Does he not recognize that those things can stand for other things too?
Well, he's like, he's a child and he kind of plays the innocent part, so it's really funny.
Nobody is innocent.
He's like 17, but he's the child of the S&P.
He's not innocent. I don't believe it.
All the Tommy stands are gonna come for you.
Probably. Hey, I just want to point out that I don't know jack shit about this.
So good.
I kinda know what, like, three of them look like.
That's so funny. Day 18 was me sending him a message of, like, these things that Rombo used to email out. They were really good. He used to send emails. Made me so happy.
Emails?
Yeah. Like, all his Twitch subs, they would get, like, emails, and he would, like, just put random shit in it. Okay. The next one was a, tweet. I don't even know what's going on in this tweet. Oh, yeah. George was going to see Wilbur, and, George on Twitter, like, after a bunch of stuff had already happened, he said, "It's my room now, get away," and Dream replied, "I am a part of this," and I said, "What?" in all caps, because the Dream and George meetup has not happened yet, and everyone is always, like, speculating when they're gonna meet.
Yeah.
Then I sent him a picture of George and just told him to enjoy that. It was a really good picture of George, so, like...
I was,
like,
gonna say, are we simping with Dream and George now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, George does look really good in this picture. You cannot say he does not look good.
Okay, he does look really good.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, George always looks good. Yeah. So.
I can see it.
This is my favorite text message I've ever sent to Dream, and it was day 20. And it was a thing that someone else on Twitter edited, but it makes me so happy. Wilbur's album, or it's either his, I think it's his album, not his song. It's, "Your City Gave Me Asthma," but they, like, replaced the words, and it said, "Your S&P gave me trauma," and so I sent that to him, and I said, "I'm gonna let this speak for itself."
According to you, that's very accurate.
It's so accurate, dude. Day 21 was me telling him that I'm fully vaccinated now, because he definitely needed to know that.
Oh, yeah. You know, he's like, he was really like, "Oh, we're gonna have a meetup."
Yeah.
"We're gonna have a meetup, and that way... we don't have to get tested beforehand."
Yeah. The next one was a Reddit post that Wilbur made, because I really thought that Dream needed to know about that.
Oh, yeah.
Very important. "Hi, Dream. It's day 23 of texting you, and I'm here to say that you gotta stop releasing all this really cool merch, because I only have so much money."
Yeah, we got things to save up for, man.
Exactly. I can't be spending all my money on his merch.
But, hey, Dream, personally, Parker to you, you don't know who I am. Please slow down on the merch. I'm worried for her bank account.
I'm not even about to buy Dream merch. I'm about to buy Rombu merch when it drops.
Okay, hey, Rombu. The same thing applies.
If Rombu ever found that, it would be so funny. You don't even understand.
Y'all gotta back off.
He's the funniest person alive. Okay, day 24 was me telling him I really enjoyed Sapnap's alt stream, because all of them were there, and I needed him to know that, obviously.
Of course.
I don't know what day this is. Someone said, "His typing sounds really cute. Your fans really need to touch grass, my dude." I'm the one saying that, and so it's like...
I'm sorry, your fans... you need to touch some grass.
Yeah, but I'm not over here, like, listening to... Oh, because it was a stream he did, and he didn't turn, like... Well, he wasn't, like, talking into his mic, but his mic accidentally turned on, and it was just, like, him typing. It was, like, some situation like that.
Interesting.
Like, where you could hear his typing.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, "His typing sounds so cute." Like, what?
Shut up. Yeah. His typing?
Yeah, yeah. They were, like, simping over his typing.
I don't understand.
Day 25 was me texting him about Wilbur's new band's album and asking if he listens to it. Day 26 was... this was me saying that I'm taking a road trip with my friends. I think this was me going somewhere with you.
Probably.
Like, when we went to, like, Illinois.
Oh, yeah.
I think that was it.
My random Illinois trip.
So I had to make sure Dream knew what I was doing.
Yeah, you know, in case we got kidnapped. Which we were very afraid of happening. But, you know, Dream's gonna fly out here to come get us.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
It's definitely gonna happen.
Next message. "Oh, God, I forgot to message you earlier, but This is even incorrect. I've made so many typos in this. So, Dream, it's day 27 of texting you until you reply, maybe. I don't know. I'm just enjoying, like, Lovejoy, which is the band I was talking about earlier. Yeah. Me saying, I don't know. I don't know if this is going to continue. We'll see.
No. You got to keep it up now.
I love this message because I keep forgetting about things. I said, hi, Dream. It's day 28 of texting you, and what the actual fuck happened last night? I wake up and apparently George lied about cutting his hair. I missed an alt stream, and you tweeted it, Casey. You've got to stop being so exciting. Your fans can't handle it. So it was like three different events that happened, and I was like, that's not allowed to happen while I'm asleep.
Nope.
How dare you?
It all has to stop.
How dare you tweet at someone?
Sam goes to sleep.
How dare you tweet at someone when I'm asleep? I need to see this.
Yep, no. You have to personally tell Dream when you're going to bed and when you're getting up.
Pretty much do.
Yeah, that's true. Never mind.
It's so good.
You already do it.
He just doesn't listen to me. How dare him?
Well, you know.
Day 29, I said I was getting super excited for MCC, even though I wasn't able to watch MCC. I was still excited about it. Day 30 is me asking if he is going to be uploading soon. He hasn't uploaded until literally like a week ago, and this is day 30 of me texting him, and I'm asking for an upload. The next day was another TikTok. And the next one was me just saying that, like, he's amazing and I want him to have a good day. And then I was talking about you in day 32, and I was like, I'm going to tell my friend all about the Dream SMP lore.
Oh my god. Watch our podcast, Dream.
Yeah, exactly.
Join us. Join us. We want viewers.
It would be great. I don't know if this is when we were first throwing out the idea, but yeah, it was good.
Yes.
Another TikTok I'm sending him, and it's a clip of Jay Schlatt. I'm pretty sure Dream, like, wants to distance himself from, like, everyone on the S&P as much as possible. And I'm like, here you go.
Yeah, you're like, enjoy it.
Here it
not
is.
Not allowed to, Dream.
Here's this content. And then this is me asking about Patches. I said, does Patches ever just meow to get your attention? Because that's something I need to know.
Yeah, you know.
About his cat.
Yep, not a typical cat thing or anything.
Yeah. Day 34 of texting you, and I'm here to remind you that you have an alt Twitch and you can use it instead of Discord. I still stand by that statement because he never uses his alt Twitch and it makes me mad. This man tweets, or not tweets, like, streams, like, once every 4 months. It's so obnoxious.
He's probably busy.
Well, he needs to not because he needs to stream.
Oh my god.
And I said, Dream, do you want to release Mask a day early? That would be cool. Which Mask is his latest song.
Okay.
Road Trip was his first one. Mask is his second one. And then I think he, yeah, I tweeted, or I texted that to him at 10 a.m. And then he released it later on in the day. And I was like, hey, it's like that worked.
Did you read my message, Dream?
He probably is just reading all of these and not replying.
That's what I was going to say.
To see how long it'll take me to realize.
Yeah, no, like, you're sitting there reading these off, and I was like, I want to bet, like, $20 that this man is reading these off his notifications and then going, eh.
Yeah.
And swiping off of them.
Well, that and, like, listening to some of the suggestions, I mean, like, let's see how much this fucks with people.
Yeah, like, oh my god, is he listening to me? So, I'm sure you're not the only one messaging him, like, to release stuff early,
yeah,
so.
Yeah, and so, I talked about how much I liked Mask, and for, like, 3 days straight, I was like, hey, I really like Mask, I've been listening to it nonstop. Okay, and then, this is on May 23rd, I don't know what day, oh, this was day 38, and I said, I really enjoyed the Quackity lore last night, the beginning scene where, to see him visiting Dream was really cool. I hope you enjoy doing that stuff, too, because it was really entertaining to watch. Which, I think that's kind of cool to, like, be able to text him after he's been in a stream. Like, I just find that neat.
Yeah.
To be like, hey, you did a good job on that stream. This is me texting him to come back soon and to stream, which he never does, but it's fine. And then, this was, do you remember us watching the video of George doing, like, the ice bath thing, I think it was?
Yes, I remember that.
I texted him and told him that he edited, like, his editing style, and that was really good, and it was super fun.
Yeah.
Because he was the one that edited it, and I needed him to know he did a good job.
You personally, you couldn't have left a comment or anything.
No, comments. I need to personally text him.
Yep, text this man.
This is me telling him that I enjoyed the alt stream that George did. And I said, you guys should do those things more often. Plus, we live for the Callahan content. Now, this is iconic. It's day 42. This is the first time I've mentioned Callahan to him.
You made it 42 days.
Without mentioning Callahan
Holy shit.
I mean, it goes up more after this, but still.
Oh, like, yeah. I figured, you know.
Okay. This is so funny to me because I have no idea what day I was referring to. I said, I had a breakdown and forgot to text you before midnight, but it's 1:30 a.m. and I just wanted to say good luck with MCC.
I remember you telling me about that, and I went, oh my god, you forgot a day.
Yeah.
Holy shit, the world's gonna end.
It is the world. The world was ending.
Yeah.
So the next few tweets are about MCC and me wishing him luck and talking about his team. And then I sent him a screenshot of him on Sapnap's alt stream because he really needed to see that.
He needed a screenshot of himself.
He wasn't there or anything. The screenshot is legitimately really funny because his Minecraft character is just in the corner, like, looking down.
Oh my god, that's one of my I don't know why it's so funny to me, but any Minecraft character just staring
around. Yeah, that's what it is. I found it so funny.
Me every time.
Okay, hi Dream, and it's day 47 of texting you until you reply. And I want to know why you chose to say obey or perish on your last tweet, because it's sending me.
That isn't sketchy at all.
Freaking obey or perish is so funny to me. It might have been, I don't know if it was on his secret account or on his, like, Dream Was Taken account, but it was there.
Obey or perish.
Yeah.
Okay, Loki.
And it said, Dream, the urge to get a Dream SMP tattoo is growing every day. What should I get? And he said before to get, like, the Dream smile, so that's probably what I'll end up getting. Here, there's another iconic one. I said, do you still check your P.O. box? Because I'm sending you a letter.
Oh, my God.
That day, I really wanted him to reply. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay, but if the man doesn't even check his notifications on his phone, you think he's gonna check his P.O. box?
You know, like, I saw someone make a TikTok, and, like, he sends out, like, letters to people that are signed if you send him stuff, and it was more recent.
Yeah.
And so who I was asking, I'm like, do you still check it?
Like, do I have a chance?
Please? I still don't know. I still haven't gotten a letter back, but then again, I don't know how often he sends them out. I may just get one. Who knows? Like, okay. More of me talking about his merch company, because I freaking adore what I love about his merch company, like, besides it being high quality, is the stupid sticker sheets that it sends out, where if you order merch you also get a sticker sheet, and I just love that.
That's amazing.
Like, it's like a huge sticker sheet that's got like 20 different stickers on there.
Is it like Dream, or is it just random stickers?
It's Dream. So, like, and, like, people who go through his merch company, like, George has his own stickers now, and, like, Sapnap does too.
Okay, we're doing that.
That's what I said. That's what I said the whole time. Like, if we ever have merch, it has to be through Dream's thing, because it's so cool. Because
if you think I'm not going to put stickers of our podcast on everything, you're dead wrong.
We're just walking around the city, just, like, putting them up.
Graffiti in the city.
We're, like, emailing the merch company, and we're like, can we get, like, 3,000 stickers, please?
Yeah, like, we don't want, like, one sheet. We literally want 3,000.
Next message. Dream, look at this edited picture of Wilbur to look like his current lore character, which is really cool. I don't know who made it, because, like, his current lore character has, like, a white streak in his hair, and so they edited, like, actual Wilbur to have a white streak in his hair, and that was really neat, because it, like, looked realistic. Okay, here's a picture of Callahan. I said, Dream, we need more Callahan content. He's by far the best member of the Dream SMP.
Saying to Dream.
To Dream, who is a part of the Dream SMP and probably also has his favorites. It's so funny, dude.
That's the real reason why he's not answering.
Yeah, he's like, what the
he's
fuck
offended.
Ever.
He's offended.
Yeah. He's like, how dare you say that about Callahan?
I guarantee it. I wouldn't blame him.
This is me talking about a potential meetup between, like, Dream and his stans, I guess. I don't know. I don't remember which one I was referring to. I was referring to one of his tweets there.
Yeah.
sending a screenshot of Rambu's tweets and saying, Dream, I think you need to check on Rambu.
Oh my god. That's us.
Yeah.
That is literally us.
It was so funny, though. Like, I don't even know what is exactly happening, but it sounded like Rambu was, like, going insane in those screenshots. Me telling him to stream. There's some of these that are just, like, not a lot of stuff is going on in them.
Yeah.
Dream, why does there have to be a new controversy about you every 2 weeks? Why is this a thing? Dream stans just want to vibe on Twitter.
I don't want the drama.
Poor dude. I'm sure he does not want any of these controversies. He just, like, falls into them.
Yeah.
Like, he's one of those people that cannot not send a tweet. Like, if he sees something about him, he has to reply to it. And it's just like, no, stop, please.
Back off, please, sir.
Me asking for alt streams again. This dude never streams on his alt. It really sucks. I don't like it.
Yeah, like, he doesn't stream at all.
He barely does. He's, like, so many people's favorite streamer, and he just barely streams.
Okay, but me with Daniel Howe.
True.
Him posting once a year.
So good. But every time he posts, it's worth it.
Oh my god, yeah.
I said, Dream, you've been popping off on Twitter recently. I love it. Which he actually has. Like, this was June 12th, but, like, still.
Yeah.
It's been amazing. Hi, Dream. I missed a day. Fuck. Anyway.
You missed a day?
I did miss a day. It went from June 12th to June 14th, and I said I missed the day. Anyway, yesterday was day 57 of texting you.
I would have been like, yesterday was today 57. Today's today 58.
Yep. That's what I did, like, later. Yeah. I texted him that one at, like, 1:43 a.m., and then the day 58 was at, like, 12:45 p.m. And then, so, all of these days, up until day 58, I had been asking him to stream. And then, the next day, hey, you streamed. Thank you.
Now stream again.
So, pretty much. So many, like, it's so many days of me just asking him. And I said, Dream, that GeoGuessr stream the other day was a banger. I'm guessing that's the stream I was referring to, was the GeoGuessr
one. Probably.
And then I said, Dream, you should upload a YouTube video soon. That would be cool. Once again, he just did it last week.
Of course. I think I watched that one, actually.
Yeah, it was good. I didn't watch the full thing. I just watched it when it premiered, but yeah. It was good. Hi, Dream. Question. What's your favorite song right now? Which I still would like to know, but never gonna get the answer to that.
No, that's when you go on the stream and just spam the comment. How many times I've done that?
Yeah.
I've done that with so many people. Like, I don't watch many streams, but when I do,
but I'm then, like, you get banned for doing that, because it's not...
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's not, like, Twitch etiquette, because you're not supposed to spam.
I don't get on Twitch, so I don't have the Twitch thing.
Yeah, but, like, you're not supposed to spam, like, anything.
Oops. I don't know the spamming or... streaming etiquette. I don't watch streamers.
So then the next text message is Callahan content, and it's Callahan saying, you can't even blame that on me. That was all you, dude. Don't talk to me. And him just leaving the game, and I said, here you go, Dream.
Here you go.
I'm pretty sure that original thing that he was saying was directed at Dream, but still, it's so funny.
Oh yeah, I'm sure it was.
And then I said, this is for you, and it's a picture of Quackity's Minecraft skin, and it says slut above it. I also tweeted this, but it just made me really happy.
She's gonna shut the man. The big man.
Yeah, yeah.
The big man. I can't.
I'm gonna have to find, like, a compilation of Tommy saying that for you. It's so
I really
good.
Don't want to watch
so
it.
Good. It's so good.
The idea of anybody calling this poor kid big man makes me so uncomfortable.
Tommy, he does it so well. It's so good.
What if, like, Carl would do that?
Probably.
I guarantee you Carl would do it.
Yeah. I said, Dream, I've been texting you for 65 days in a row, and I'm pretty sure that's the longest I've stayed committed to anything. I hope you have a good day. Which is also true. I'm pretty sure I've never been this consistent in my life.
I don't think you have either.
Yeah. So, next day I said, Dream, you've been quiet on Twitter lately, and everyone is speculating something big is gonna happen. Confirm? Which, that's still true. Like, it's really quiet right now, so we think that something, like, really big is gonna happen soon. So, hopefully.
Please no more merch, Dream.
No, don't drop merch, whatever
don't
you do.
Don't drop merch. Please don't.
So funny.
We have things to save up for. Not that I'm much better.
Me texting him about another stream that he was in, which was the Technoblade stream, which was really good. And then this message they sent out scared the fuck out of me, because it was, like, an automated one, but I didn't realize that when I first got the notification. I was like, what? And then I looked at it, and it was about his YouTube video that was premiering. And I said, damn it, Dream, actually reply, not mass reply. I've been texting you for 67 days in a row. Come on, dude. Say something, my man. And then I sent a picture of my laptop watching the video, and I said, of course, I'm still going to watch it. Don't worry.
I may be upset, but I am a rightful fan, and I will watch
yeah,
forever.
Yeah, I'm still a consistent fan. And then the next one is about the whole Callahan controversy that I told you about, where Callahan is doing things that he probably shouldn't be on his main account. Like, I'm not going to go into it anymore, because that's not, like, that's not something I want to speak about on a podcast, but yeah, go look up Callahan. It's great. And I just said, Dream, explain this. I really wish he would have replied to that one, too. That would have been good.
Oh my god, I would have fully sent if he did.
Yeah. So, this has to do with lore, but I said, Dream, when is Dream getting out of prison on the S&P? It's time for some content. I don't know who is writing this, but they need to hurry it up.
Well, to be him, that's why he doesn't stream.
Probably. Dream, like, Dream's character has been in prison for, like, 6 months, and I'm just tired of it. I want him to do something aside from be in prison.
I'm dead.
Because he was, like, one of my favorite characters, like, outside, like, in the lore when he was doing stuff, there was always, like, exciting moments, and now he's just sitting in a prison cell. Okay, this is about his recent video, and, in his recent video, he's an George's recent video, he's an axolotl, and he sings this thing called the Axolotl Song, and I think he should release a full version of it, so of course I had to tell him.
Somebody needs to.
Yeah, he needs to know. Okay, Dream, I've been texting you for 71 days straight, say you're proud of me.
I'm proud of you.
You're proud of me?
Yeah.
Fantastic. At least I can hear it from someone.
Yeah. I'm a little concerned, but I'm proud of you. You have more commitment than I think I ever would.
Yeah. I said, Dream, I had a really bad day at work yesterday. I'm hoping today will be better. I hope your day goes well. So this was the day before yesterday. I don't know. This was sometime recent.
Okay.
Okay. We are on the final text message, which was today's.
Wow.
Today's text message that I sent him at 11:08 a.m. And I said, Dream, we're talking about you and the S&P on our podcast today. Anything you want to say? No reply.
Apparently, he has no words.
Yeah, I don't think he knows what to say about me at this point.
No, I think he's just like, maybe this kid needs therapy.
True. If you watch Dream, you need therapy. This dude has shown us nothing. But yeah, that is my 71? Is that what I said?
I don't know.
This is so many days.
70-something.
Let me check, yeah. 73.
Oh my lord.
Day 73 is what we're at now. And so I feel like if he ever does reply, we will have to do another episode of of reading the rest and then, like, reading the one that he finally replies on.
No, I was going to say, I was like, we're going to need an update.
Yeah.
We're going to update throughout this.
I feel like when I call you in the middle of the night, because that definitely will happen, it'll be at, like, 3 a.m., I'm just gonna, like, record the call.
Yeah.
And, like, post a clip of it, because that is gonna be the funniest phone call ever.
You're literally like, okay, I'm gonna call Parker. I'm gonna call Parker. I'll be like, what the fuck
do you're gonna want? Be like, what? Uh-huh. And you're like, Dream responded to me.
Dream, so good.
Yeah, and then the call is just gonna cut. You're just gonna hang up.
Yeah,
you're gonna be like, I don't want to hear any more of this conversation.
I'll talk to you this weekend.
Yeah,
and then I'm hearing about for the whole day at work.
Yep, it'll be so exciting. So, Dream, if you see this, text me back, please.
Oh my god, yes, please text her back so I can get this wonderful 4 a.m. phone call.
Please, for
actually,
love God.
If you really want to be helpful, message her back during a normal time so I don't get a call at 4 in the morning.
Yes.
Especially since I work night shift. Please still do this to me.
Yep. All right.
Don't forget to follow us wherever podcasts are available to stay up to date on new episodes. Thanks for watching.